Hi everyone, and thanks for taking the time to watch this video presentation from the Mount Waverley Christadelphians. We're going to discuss why there are so many different churches, who despite all sharing the Holy Bible as their holy book, differ significantly in their beliefs. It all comes down to how you regard the Bible. Is it your foundation or your window dressing? Is your life guided by your understanding of the Bible? Or is your understanding of the Bible guided by your other beliefs? The Bible must be foundational. Everything that we believe and do should be based on a correct understanding of what the Bible says. When we live contrary to the Bible, then we're living a life that opposes God. Why should we trust the Bible first and foremost? This is what the Bible says about itself. Firstly, 2 Peter 1 and verse 21 tells us who wrote the Bible. For no prophecy at any time was produced by the will of man, but holy men, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. The Bible is a work of God, and it contains His message to mankind. It was God's followers that moved the pen to write the words down, but they did so under the direction and guidance of God's Holy Spirit. Meanwhile, in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 17, the Apostle Paul says that all Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible isn't some work of fiction or a collection of random writings from various philosophers. It contains the words of the Almighty God. It is His instruction manual for life, and it's complete and without flaw. God means what He says, and so we should live by what He tells us. For a more detailed discussion about the Bible, please visit our website at bibletruth.net.au/the-bible. Why can't we believe anything but the Bible? It's because anything that's not the Bible is the product of human thinking, and the Bible tells us that by default, human wisdom is wrong and can't be trusted. The prophet Jeremiah explains this quite strongly. Firstly, in chapter 17 and verse 9, the heart is more deceitful than all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? And chapter 10 and verse 23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his steps. The only thing we can completely trust is divine thinking. And our challenge as followers of Christ is not to change God to suit ourselves, but to change ourselves to align with God. As Christadelphians, we try to make sure that the Bible, the whole Bible, and nothing but the Bible, is our source of truth for both belief and practice. But unfortunately, for many Christians, the Bible isn't their only source of truth. Here are a few reasons as to why Christians often differ in their beliefs. Believing something else more than God's word? Changing our understanding of the Bible to suit other agendas, philosophies, or preconceived ideas? Not having a balanced understanding of the entire Bible? Or leaving out bits of the Bible that we don't like? Fundamentally, they are all because of a lack of trust and respect towards the Bible as God's word. Sometimes the Bible isn't the foundation of belief because it's considered to be of lesser importance or validity than something else. For example, the Catholic Church considers that their traditions are just as important and just as valid as the Holy Scriptures. It's similar with Mormons, who hold the writings of Joseph Smith to be as trustworthy as the Bible. And many Christians believe atheistic evolutionary science instead of God's word regarding the origins of life. But the Bible tells us in James 1 verse 17 that with the Father of lights there is no change or shadow of turning. Since God doesn't tell lies and He doesn't change, that means that what He tells us doesn't change either. Any new revelation cannot contradict the old, and so we can judge the truth of any religion or philosophy by comparing it to the Bible. Very simply, if it contradicts the Bible, it's wrong. It's very important to let the Bible teach and change us, rather than the other way around. What we in the Christadelphian community try to do is to understand the Bible using the Bible alone, rather than colouring it by Christian tradition. Those traditional church beliefs have changed over 2,000 years or so of church history, not because the Bible has changed, but because external ideas have influenced interpretation of the Bible. For example, most churches believe that Jesus is God, that is, the Trinity. But the Trinity wasn't an original doctrine of the church, and was officially adopted only about 300 years after Christ's birth. You can read more about the Trinity on our website. Unfortunately, in modern times, Christians' understanding of the Bible is also influenced by humanism and the prevailing zeitgeist. Some people that profess to be Christian proclaim, "There are many parts of the Bible I do not agree with." But either the whole Bible is the Word of God, and therefore must be accepted in its entirety, or none of it is, in which case it has no authority and is no better than any other philosophy. Either we choose to trust God, or we choose to pretend we know better. The Bible is a large book and needs to be understood as a completely balanced whole from start to finish. For example, Martin Luther considered the writings of the Apostle Paul more important than the book of James, even though they both have important teachings about faith and salvation. Meanwhile, John Calvin's teachings promote what's called eternal security. That is, if you believe in the name of Christ, then you're saved, and there's nothing that you can do, good or bad, that will make you lose your salvation. It is true that the Bible tells us that there's nothing external that can separate us from the love of God. The Bible also tells us that salvation is conditional on our attitude and behaviour. Finally, some people make a choice to leave out and ignore parts of the Bible that they don't like. The Bible is wonderful, but there are always some things we read that we find uncomfortable. That's because the Bible tells us to give up sins that we enjoy and want to keep. By default, human nature is opposed to God. Unless we truly respect and trust the Bible for what it is as God's Word and make the necessary adjustments to our lives, there's a temptation to say, "Oh, it doesn't really mean that," or, "I just can't see that as being true." If we start doing that, it means that we have something that we love more than we love God. And unfortunately, this particularly applies to morality and lifestyle. The Bible is pretty clear on the morality that God expects, but some churches and Christians tolerate ungodly or immoral behaviour contrary to the Bible, such as couples living together before marriage. All followers of Christ have a responsibility to worship in true religion and not leave out any parts of the Bible that don't suit us or oppose the lifestyle we desire. The remedy to all of these problems is to read your Bible regularly, consistently, honestly, and entirely. The Bible has a consistent message from start to finish, and it must be understood as a whole. It's important to find out what it really means, not what we think, or hope, or are told that it's telling us. And as we read the Bible, everyone can compare it to what they already believe. Are my beliefs Bible teaching, or are they just religious traditions? Everything we believe and do must be compatible with the Bible, because only the Bible has the authority to truly instruct us in how we should live our lives. There are many churches with different beliefs because they often treat the Bible, the written Word of God, as a lesser authority than human philosophy. The Christadelphian community holds the Bible to be infallible, without error, and the only source of truth regarding God and his plan of salvation through the work of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. With that in mind, we try to make sure that everything that we believe and do is based solely on the Bible, without being influenced by other sources that may contain error, such as Christian tradition, Greek philosophy, or humanism. I encourage you to read the material on our website at bibletruth.net.au, but most importantly, to read the Bible for yourself. It's the only reliable source of truth we have. To help you with reading the Bible, there's a useful chart on our website, or linked below, that gives you three sections of scripture to read for every day, so you'll read the whole Bible through every year. We hope that as you read the Bible, you will better understand the Almighty God, and by His grace, take hold of the salvation that He offers us through the life, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.